This goes to Dr. Shems, S-H-E-M like Mary E-S, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Daisy Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S, date of birth 9-19 of 1955. Dear Dr. Shems, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Phelps with a history of left-sided nephrectomy, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 30th, 2025. Her weight is up 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and she was unable to have the cancer surgically frozen due to the colon being in the way. So she is seeing a urologist in Lansing who is going to do a partial nephrectomy to remove the rest of that carcinoma on the left kidney. She did have a partial left nephrectomy already, but there is remaining cancer in that kidney. So they'll either take the entire left kidney or as much of the cancer as they can get. She's hoping they don't take the whole kidney, but that's still not, that will be determined by the urologist. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the diazide 75/50 once a day. Losartan is 100 milligram daily. She takes vitamin D3 and iron supplements also. Physical exam, weight 250 pounds. Pulse is 60, oxygen saturation 99% on room air. Blood pressure 124 over 70. Left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 1st, 2026. Creatinine is improved at 1.25. Estimated GFR is 46. Calcium 9.2. Sodium 139. Potassium 3.5. Carbon dioxide 24. Albumin 4.1. And phosphorus 4.4. And hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. Two, history of left nephrectomy, and she will be going for more of the left kidney tumor, which is cancerous, to be removed soon. And three, hypertension is well controlled. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.